This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain with the Captain's America Third Watch, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media Group in Tampa, Florida, our flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet as well as the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. To our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women that are out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, thanks very much for what you do. To our bulk mail centers, getting that mail from the bulk mail center to the post offices so they can get it sorted and get it delivered to us. Again, thanks very much for what you do. And to our suicide jockeys, hauling the gas, hauling the diesel to the gas station so that we got enough fuel to hop in there and get on our roller skates and take our vehicles to work. Thanks so very much. Now, don't forget you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. And we're on the Truth Social website. That's Donald Trump's website. Our handle in every case is at Captain's America. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us from California right now, where the land of milk and honey sometimes becomes the land of fruits and nuts because of people like Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff. I almost said a bad word there. But anyway, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. You know, it's real easy to get in trouble with Schiff's name.
Yep, that's really true.
Because he is what you're thinking.
Well, you know, he is very unique, we'll just say that.
Yeah, bold bug eyes. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And boy, we need to get back to some of that right now. Life would be so much easier if we could certainly respect each other for what we know and what we can do to help each other, because this is the time that we need to be working with each other to get us through these hard times and to realize that we need to take our country back, starting in the midterm election in November and then again in 2024. But I'll start with the first one first, 2024 or 2022, the midterm election that is so important that we keep our eyes on the prize and we don't get ahead of the game.
No, couldn't agree more, Captain. And of course, we see the red wave coming, but it's in no way just inevitable in the sense that Republicans or conservatives don't have to do anything. They really have to work incredibly hard to make sure that this happens and then deliver after that red wave, that tsunami, as it were, comes through.
Yep. You need to act like as if you're 10 or 15 points behind and work just as hard as ever to get yourself back over the finish line. That's what you have to act like.
Well, of course. And because the American voters, both Republican and Democrat, have seen the practical results of the Biden administration and their actions. And so when they see exactly what will happen once presumably the Republicans get control of the House and the Senate, and they see the good things that are happening, that's also going to carry over into 2024. So we absolutely have to be on top of everything.
Now, the Taiwanese foreign minister, Mr. Wu, was on television last night on Newsmax with Greta Van Susteren. That's where she's landed on both feet again. It's over there.
Right.
Now, he said China is prepping for war, and they're being very threatening with what they're doing because in some cases they keep coming up, creeping into the Taiwanese airspace and getting so much closer all the time, testing, 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 probing, probing, probing to see what Taiwan is going to do.
They have been doing that. And, you know, we saw for a long time, of course, what was happening on the border with Ukraine. It's not necessarily apples to apples, of course, but the Chinese are probing what Taiwan may be capable of. I think the Taiwanese captain will fight to the end, basically. I don't think they're willing to give up what they have. China looks at it, of course, as a sort of a renegade province. They believe that it is part of China. I think the American position has been that it is part of China, ultimately. But the president, of course, mentioned how the United States military was going to be involved somehow if China invaded Taiwan. And they're banking, Captain, on some kind of, incomplete response or just chaos in Washington if and when they do take Taiwan.
Now, did you hear the new CNN CEO and chief business officer, Chris Light, tell his reporters to stop using the Democratic phrase, quote, the big lie?
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. Evidently, doesn't he want him to have him use Trump election lie or something like that?
Anything Trump, but not, yep, not anything general that could be pointed back at them or the Democratic Party.
Right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We certainly hope that you're enjoying what you're hearing. If so, tell a friend. Tell a neighbor. They'll be happy to hear, and you'll be happy to tell them.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thanks very much, Jeff and Sarasota, for doing that for us. And by the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, the father-son company, Pete and Seth Talbot, out there on the West Coast in Washington State. And I personally have been taking their product, Relief Factor, for the better part of 8 years right now. It's part of my daily regimen I take every morning when I get up. And I'll tell you why I do it. Because I've kept this in my system, this product and the ingredients, the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, because it helps your body's natural response to inflammation, to swelling, to pain, to lower or eliminate the pain that you're in. A lot of times you wake up, I've had circumstances myself, days gone by, years gone by, where I could barely get out of bed, and I had to literally roll out of bed on the floor and then push myself up like you were doing a push-up to get out of bed. And I know a lot of people have had that problem because of their backs or their legs or their knees or whatever. And I feel your pain, I really do. But this product here, okay, it's like somebody allowed you to sleep because you had it in your system and it wasn't killing you like it was some nights when it hurts so bad you couldn't get comfortable. But I take it, and because of the turmeric, because of the resveratrol, because of the icarin, because of the omega-3, it has something in there that stops the inflammation and the swelling that's a problem that I have, and it will slow it down or eliminate it altogether. Slow it down is okay. Eliminate it is fantastic. And if I take an extra one, you know, if I double up on it, then it just stops it altogether, and I'm great for a long time, 10, 12 hours without any problems at all. So think about that. As you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain.
Take a look at the three-week quick starts, only $19.95, and I would be willing to bet you that if you try that and take it as directed every day for the 3 weeks that come to the end of 3 weeks, you'll feel a whole bunch better. Take it. Let me know what you think. ReliefFactor.com/captain, $19.95. Because, Kyle, what do we tell everybody?
All you have to lose is pain.
Amen to that. Okay. You got something you want to say there?
Yeah. And well, Captain, you know, we hear from listeners and people all the time, and we actually got an email the other night that we didn't have a chance to get to at that time, but this one came in from Lois, and she wanted to talk about Adam Schiff, and she used a particular interesting take on his last name there in her email. We can't say on the radio, but she said, you would think that Adam Schiff would be ashamed to stick his head out after his role, after the millions of dollars of taxpayer money he squandered on his sham hearing to take down Donald Trump. Of course, talking about the January 6th committee that's going on right now. She says he should be on trial for the harassment that he put Donald Trump and the people of this country through, basically. So we thank Lois, of course, for writing in. And then we also heard, you heard, rather, Captain, from Iron Mike the other day about some new people, new listeners up north of the border in Canada today.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's constantly talking to his pals up there saying, hey, man, there's this show, you got to listen to it. And he gives them how to reach it and all that stuff. He's a good guy for a Canadian.
Yes. Absolutely. Right. Yeah, that's right. And then also, Captain, you were telling me that you actually got a little bit of a howdy-do, as it were, when you were out on the road here a day or two ago.
I did.
And someone said hi to you.
Yeah. Yeah, pulled up on they had red, white, and blue wearing a motorcycle with a helmet. Couldn't see who they were. They pulled up, and I get the doot-doot-doot-doot, the big handshake and a wave and all that stuff, thumbs up, and then kept on trucking.
Wow. Well, he had an encounter with the captain. That's pretty cool.
And I have encounters with truck drivers all the time. They're constantly pulling their horns at me when they see me. Yeah.
Well, that's good. Well, we love to ride along with them in the cabs, sure, all over America every single morning.
Sure. Now, let's talk about the federal indictment, which officially charges a California man with attempting to kill Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh. Now, they made a big to-do about that, and they wanted to get it right. So they sat on it for a little while, and let's hope that they got it right, because I don't want this guy getting off if possible.
Well, no, I mean, this is incredibly concerning. You travel all the way, I think from, where was it, Simi Valley, California,
yep,
all the way over to Washington on the East Coast, and then show up at the residence of the Supreme Court Justice, then call 911, and, I mean, the guy was obviously incredibly disturbed, but that was evidently his intent from what we know so far. So, yes, this is a really, really big deal.
And by the way, the Republican Myra Flores, her win in the Rio Grande Valley, in my opinion, is the beginning of the end for the Democratic Party there. The Democratic Party has done nothing, nothing for the people that live along that border, and all they've done is make it worse.
Well, that's right. And they're doing that primarily because they're trying to destabilize the American society. They're trying to destabilize the country. And they're doing it with this sort of false thing that, well, we just want everybody to come to this country and have a wonderful life and this kind of thing. I just don't buy that that's really their motivation. Because if they really wanted people to come to this country to live a wonderful life, they would want to have them do it legally. They wouldn't have to live in the shadows. They wouldn't have to, be relegated to some other kind of second-class sort of status. It would be above board. And they would be touting the opportunities in America in order to come and become an American or be an American. In other words, if you want to become a citizen, there are ways to do that. If you want to live and work in the country, there are ways of doing that, too. But to keep people the way that they have, I think, is abominable.
Right. And Democrats are in deep trouble in many races across the country. One of those races, which is vulnerable right now, well, to being flipped is in Maryland's 6th Congressional District, presently held by Representative David Trone from Maryland, the progressive multimillionaire who's the owner of Total Wine, one of those people who hasn't been into Congress to sit in his office and represent the people in about a year.
Yeah, isn't that something, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that doesn't seem like you're too congressy to do that.
He bought the seat with the multimillionaire money that he had, and now he's holding on to it because Nancy lets him do what he does.
Well, and those days are quickly coming to an end because the American people, I think collectively, Captain, in all the different districts in disparate parts of the country, they're going to be sending a lot of new people to Washington this coming November.
By the way, are you ready?
Uh-oh. I think I know what's coming.
Are you ready? Are you all
yes.
set? Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, get ready because we are going to do this Dr. Fauci report.
Dr. Fauci report.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, folks, on the very next day to the last day of the COVID virus, Dr. Fauci comes down with COVID. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. No, I'm just kidding. Dr. Fauci tested positive. He's apparently doing all right, but he's got mild symptoms. They all say that when they get it. Oh, you have mild symptoms.
Yes. Well, and of course, I'm sure he's tested on a regular basis, so even these mild symptoms are going to be caught. I think a lot of people aren't getting tested, and they might have mild symptoms, and we used to call that getting a cold. But other people have a worse reaction, obviously, to the virus, and they end up getting tested. But I think a lot of people have had COVID, and they didn't know it. They didn't have symptoms, or they had something very mild. And of course,
like the sniffles.
Like the sniffles, exactly. And, of course, for all the ribbing and, I think, legitimate criticism that we do for Dr. Fauci, we, of course, hope that he's okay and he will recover very quickly and be healthy.
Yeah. And what do you do? What do you do with all the people that have sinus conditions? Does that mean that they all have COVID?
Well, that's right. You don't want to sit next to them on an airplane. And if they're in the office and they look like you, oh, do they have COVID? I mean, it's really created sort of this culture of paranoia about the whole thing. And that's really sad. But as a corollary, Captain, we've got some hospitalizations up in the Los Angeles County area. And we're starting to hear now that the Los Angeles County Health may start mandating masks indoors again. And, you know, unfortunately, we've been talking about the rise of COVID, you know, before the November elections. This could be sort of the first we hear of it, the first rumblings of that.
All right. Well, let's rumble to a break, and we'll be back right after the break. Don't go anywhere, Kyle. I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We will be coming right back with more.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden signed an executive order on Wednesday, which the White House says will prevent so-called conversion therapy and provide other protections for the LGBTQ community.
My message to all the young people
Just be you. You are loved. You are heard. You are understood. You do belong. And I want you to know that as your president, all of us on this stage have your back.
Residents of the West Texas city of Odessa have been improvising emergency water supplies after a system outage left them high and dry for days amid scorching heat. An aging pipe broke Monday, and the city's water treatment plant was back online Wednesday morning, but utility officials said it could take up to 14 hours for normal service to resume. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com. Support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com. Support you need to get started and build your Youngevity.
Captain Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN. All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. Before I get back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, I want to remind you all about MyPillow, MyPillow.com. And by the way, the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com. You want to go over there, go into that page, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and take a look at what you see in there. Now, I got to tell you about this because I'm excited. Now, I've got the MyPillow slippers, okay? And I was told that he was discontinuing the line that he had. Well, of course he was, because he's got a brand new line. he's got the fur-lined slippers now. He's got the all-season slippers now. That's the new one. He's got the sandals. That's another new one. And I'm telling you, available in the regular and wide widths, available in sizes and colors that they haven't had before. Pebble green leather uppers when it comes to the all-season slippers and the breathable soft jersey fabric liners, and of course all of the different things that they have there. And I'm telling you, the slippers that they have were good. These are better. You're going to love the men's moccasins. You're going to love the women's moccasins, the women's slip-ons, the men's slip-ons, and of course the men's sandals. You want to get me a pair of those right away. Now, you're going to save, you ready? You're going to save $90 on a pair of these My Slippers. $90. Unbelievable.
You get them for $48. Now, you go over to MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and don't forget you can also give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And order a pair of those great slippers. See what I'm talking about. And for ordering those slippers, guess what? You'll also get a chance to get Mike's book that he wrote absolutely free. And that's a book that'll wake your eyes up when you see what Mike had to do and how he suggests other people get started and get off their duff and get out there and do something. He's a man's man. He's a working man's man. Self-made man. MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. All righty. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And I know you're going to jump on the slippers there, too, pretty quick.
Well, right in the towels, as a matter of fact.
Oh, the towels are great.
Yeah, the towels are great. And, you know, we have the towels, and we just need another set. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, we use them.
Yeah. Who's got the bath towel? Who's got the wash towel? You know, that one towel they've got, what is it? It's not the wash towel. It's the one in the middle. The bath towel is huge.
Right.
But that other towel that's in the middle is what the standard towels look like.
Right.
It's kind of like a body towel or something like that. But like I say, the bath towel is huge. Okay. Now, Republicans on the House committees on administration, agriculture, appropriations, subcommittees on agriculture and financial services, and general government, education and labor, energy and commerce, oversight and reform, and small business sent a series of letters to 12 federal agencies raising concerns about the Biden administration's lack of constitutional and statutory authority to enact the executive order on promoting access to voting. Now, this came from the ranking members, Rodney Davis, Republican of Illinois, and Glenn Thomas, Republican of Pennsylvania. Now, it'll be interesting to see what they're able to accomplish with all that.
Well, that's true. And, of course, the way that it would be framed, especially in the media, those carrying the water for the Biden administration, and certainly the Biden administration itself, they will simply frame this as another example of Republicans want to suppress the vote. You know, I saw a news report the other day, Captain, it was Michelle Obama. I think it was in California, if I'm not mistaken, but she was talking to a group of people about how you have to fight for your voting rights and so forth. And I was wondering, you know, it seems to be pretty easy to go vote these days. It just doesn't, you know, but it's this narrative that somehow, you know, the blue meanies are out there and they're going to try to suppress the vote. And I don't really see it, but it is certainly a narrative to try to pick up on to create a boogeyman of sorts.
Yeah, and for our truckers that are listening out there, of course, we talk a lot about fuel and whatnot, right?
Of course, yes.
Connecticut is going to hike their taxes on diesel fuel.
Really?
Yeah. Now, they've got a very high rate there for diesel, very high fuel price. Matter of fact, it's higher than New York. So now they're going to jack it up again for the taxes they're going to get from it. So the taxes can be paid by trucks. What they're effectively doing, and this happened many years ago, is they're going to take the trucks and they're going to stay up on I-90, and they're not going to come through I-95 or I-84 through Connecticut to go to Boston. They're going to go the long way around and miss Connecticut altogether.
And thereby avoid the extra tax.
That's right. And
right.
thereby put Connecticut in a big hole like they've done
right
before.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes politicians or governments will say, huh, we don't have as much of an income since we raised taxes. We better raise taxes again to fill up the income
deficit.
That's
their thoughts. That's what they do.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But the issue is, of course, is that when you do something in the real world, can react to that and will drive around your state at that point. I mean, people will do what they need to do, especially if they feel like they're getting, no pun intended, they're taken for a ride on something.
Yeah, and I want to mention something for a minute, because we always find out about this after the fact. We usually don't find out about it during the fact, but we missed, and I was very sorry I didn't say something last night about the two L.A. County police officers that were murdered by a coward in a motel shooting where he apparently ambushed them. But our thoughts and prayers go out to the families, to the police department. What a horrible thing. 22-year veteran and basically a rookie officer with him. He was the trainer training the young officer. What a shame.
What a shame indeed. That was in El Monte. And as you mentioned, Captain, it really was an ambush. They received a call, of course, and I think it was about 4:45 or so in the afternoon. They went to a motel and they immediately came under fire. And so there was just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And it was definitely an ambush that they walked into. And again, as you said, our thoughts and prayers are just our deep condolences to the families and to the coworkers and the other officers, obviously.
Now, Joe Biden is threatening the oil companies with the use of the Emergency Powers Act against them. This comes after ExxonMobil fired back at Biden, of course, telling him to support the U.S. resource development, use our own oil and gas, and stop trying to pressure Saudi Arabia and other countries who don't give a rat's ass about us, use our own facilities.
Yeah, but to that, Joe Biden would say, yeah, but then AOC is going to yell at me. You know, she's already wavering about maybe supporting me.
Can we do AOC a favor?
What's that?
Can we hogtie her, throw her in a ship hold, and have it arrive in Havana, and then turn her over to the Havana authorities, say, here's your new country?
Well, we just give her a ticket, I think. Maybe she'd go. She's definitely, I think, one of the major factors, at least AOC and the squad, that is, and really the far left, who have some kind of stranglehold on the administration when it comes to this kind of thing. And also, Captain, they've really painted themselves into a corner. Yep. They cannot, get out of it.
Yep. All right. Finally, wait till you hear this. A federal appeals court judge in North Carolina said, and I quote, requiring girls to wear skirts is unconstitutional.
Yeah, I saw that. That's it's pretty interesting in terms of it being a dress code. Evidently, that's right. And
Do they want boys to wear dresses? I mean, what's the deal here?
No, it's probably there was some complaint saying that a young woman didn't prefer to wear a skirt. And this is where that came from, I would expect.
Goody goody gumdrops. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks are coming back with our next Truckers Highway Bible Report. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
There's a for sale sign on a big old rusty tractor. You can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower. I love Jenny, painted in bright green. Yes, my Uncle Bill there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my town.
Yeah, this is my town. Hey, where I was born, where I was raised, where I keep all my yesterdays. Where I ran off cause I got mad and it came to blow my old man. I came back, settled down, cause where they're putting me in the ground. This is my town.
Going on here since they closed the mill. There was
country. This is my town, Perryville, Perryville, Georgia.
Oh, love it.
What do you think? What do you think? What do you think?
I love it.
Yeah. I could listen to that for a couple hours and be very content. All righty. Well, let's go. Get going with the West. Let me know what's going on.
All right. Well, folks, we've got, of course, some flood warnings up in northern Washington tonight. We also have a flood warning. This is going to be south of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, down near St. Marie's, so be aware of that. We also have flood warnings. This is going to be a little bit west of Billings along I-90 as you travel on east on I-90 towards the border with North Dakota, so be aware of that. West Yellowstone and Yellowstone Park, of course, is still reeling from all the flooding and devastation, those really heavy rains. We understand most of the entrances, I think, are still closed, and some may be closed for the duration of the season at this point. So just be aware of that. Be careful and call ahead and try to avoid that area if you can, especially if you're traveling through that area going to see family or friends, or if you're on a trucking route. Just be aware of that, because this is going to be an issue ongoing for a time. We've also got high wind watches up in northern Nevada tonight. We've also got a blowing dust advisory. So if you're in the area of Winnemucca and you're heading down towards Reno along I-80, you've got a blowing dust advisory in that area, so be very aware of that. Excessive heat continues in the southwest. Of course, southern Arizona, I-10, I-8 heading towards California. Want to be aware of the intense heat. Make sure your radiators are right, and also check your tires as well, because that heat can really wreak havoc on them as well. So be careful out there.
Yeah, and don't forget, make sure your radio is right, too.
Then your radio as well. tune it right into the Captain's America Trucker and Highway and Byway Report.
Yeah, and we have a lot of guys that have been told to listen to us on their cell phones. They put it up there in their little platform. They got their little holder up there in the window, and they listen to it as you go down the road, which is neat. I'm glad to hear that. But anyway, and they put it up, they run on their Bluetooth, so it goes through the truck. All right, now we do have an intense area of heat today. Right here where I'm at, from about noontime to 6 p.m., there could be a heat index of 112 degrees right here in Florida, this side of Florida. I-75 all the way up to Atlanta, all the way up to Knoxville, Tennessee, and beyond. Now, this is also affecting Georgia, most of Georgia, I-75 West. It's also affecting all of Alabama, most of Mississippi, the eastern half of Arkansas, the northeastern tip of Louisiana, most of Missouri, the eastern half of Kansas, the northeastern part of Oklahoma, about the southern half of Indiana and the southern half of Ohio, the western corner there in Pennsylvania, the western third of Kentucky, and it's just going to be a hot mess today all through there. Hottest temperatures, unfortunately, for Nebraska will be in Nebraska, where the temperatures are just going to be totally out of sight. Now, we do have some rain tonight up in the upper part of Michigan, in between the lakes up there. We've got some unsettled weather conditions coming up today where it'll be, to say the least, don't know what we're going to get. Probably going to be thunderstorms up that way. We had some here last night. We'll probably have some more. And, of course, it's foggy in New Orleans area as well. So that's what we got, and we'll be talking about this tonight still. So, Kyle, tell us about how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And don't forget the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. When you see that sign up there, you pull on in there knowing that you got 750 Flying J's and another couple hundred pilots around the countryside. The strength in numbers. And by the way, you want to talk about getting a fuel card and save some money on diesel? That's the one. That's the one. Go over to pilotflyingj.com, the website. And you'll have it there. All right, let's go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Lots of stuff going on again. There's just so much stuff, you can just point your finger in a direction and say, here we go. So I'm going to point my finger in a direction. What caught your fancy yesterday?
Well, the fact that we still have
special operations military in Syria and caught a top ISIS bomb maker who is no longer with us. So a big hat tip to a successful operation there.
You hear about the guy in Mali that the French got? They got the ISIS commander in Mali. So there you go. So they're starting to put the screws to those guys again, which is a good thing because they've been up to their old tricks.
Yes, they have.
So it's good that they're doing that, and it's good that they have the help of others to see to it that they are able to do that. Now let's see what we can do to help the Ukraine out.
We're not doing enough.
No, we're not.
In my opinion.
No.
You know, just sending over money is not. I don't think the right strategy. But France, Germany, and what other country was it? Their leaders took a train to Kyiv yesterday and had quite a long confab, the European leaders did. I think Romania was meeting the other leaders there. I want to make sure who the third country was. So there are actually four of them. But and they're finally stepping up in a bigger way. Macron's been very active in all of this, which is a good thing. But yeah, I don't think we're doing enough, not by a long shot.
All right, I hear the music coming up, so we'll have to wait till we come back with that. And by the way, I did hear yesterday Russia said that they had destroyed a warehouse of some sort with all of the munitions in it that we'd given them. So we'll check that one out. All right, Denise will be right back, and I'll be right back with more right after this break. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. On the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Roll with Denise.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.